The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station.
Are you ready?
Hey, think you can tell us what to do? You think you can tell us what to wear? You think that you're better? Well, you better get ready. To the masters. Break it down.
Live from the Gow Studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com.
AGE, factory-approved warehouse outlet.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. It is hour number two. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page, find the Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, at AJ is the real, at Jongi Football, at Degenerates 975. You can also text the show, 713-780-3776. If you missed any of the first hour, all available at podcastarena.com. We had an interview with Herman Moore that was on there. We talked a lot about the Astros, talked a little NFL, obviously the Cowboys, DeSean Jackson, all that available at podcastarena.com. And texter asking you guys post a link to buy your audiobook on Facebook. I will, tonight we're going to actually have the gift card option available where you can buy it for somebody else. As soon as that's up, I will post it. But you can go to podcastarena.com, go to the Blitz page. You can get a direct link from there. If you want the Royals book, you can go to kansascity.com. But I will put it on our Facebook page and tweet it out later tonight. We're setting it up so... This is such a great idea for a last-minute Christmas gift. If you forgot to get somebody something, you can buy our audiobook. Just buy a gift card. You can send them the gift card, and they'll get a code that enables them to download it. Probably the best gift you'll ever give somebody. And get it to them before these bowl games start.
I would say also, if you're not into that, the Blitz shirt that's floating around over at the UT Co-op and on their website.
Yeah, is that on the website now?
I believe so.
Okay, good. I know there's some issues with that, but apparently we've got that worked out. I need to give you guys something because I love the Blitzers. So here we go. You're going to win the Flash and Arrow prize pack. It includes a $50 Flash gift card, an Arrow hoodie, the complete first season of The Flash, and the complete third season of Arrow on DVD. And tonight, don't miss the mid-season finale of The Flash at 8 p.m., only on CW39. Own The Flash, the complete first season, and Arrow, the complete third season on Blu-ray, DVD, and digital HD. Now, caller number 10 at 713-780-3776. You are going to win that. Got another one, too, to give away. Can we talk TV for a minute? David just asked, just watched the season finale of The Leftovers, and I have to admit it's probably the best show on TV right now.
Well, it's off now.
It's off now, so it's not really on TV, but... All right, spoiler alert, if you haven't watched the season finale of The Leftovers or the penultimate edition of Fargo, you might want to turn your radio down because we're going to talk about both of them. I disagreed on Leftovers. I thought the last episode was pretty weak.
I think you're crazy.
I mean, going back to the death thing was just dumb. I found the whole thing to be very cheesy and cheap, which is, and I really think the last couple episodes of it were just bad. And I was disappointed in it. I thought, you know, how do you keep explaining a guy dying and coming back and not really?
How do you explain any of that show?
There's the whole suspension of disbelief thing, which also comes up in Fargo. And I'm sorry, but when they send him back there dead again, I'm kind of like, okay, I've seen this act. It's not good. And we're going to do karaoke to get back, huh?
Okay. Suspension of disbelief, though, in a show like that, where the whole premise is something unbelievable. Supernatural things taking place. That's the whole premise of the show.
But there still has to be reasonable. You can't just suddenly take somebody out of something and expect them to keep watching it and go, oh, okay, this is great. Because it wasn't. It was a poor finale.
I think you're crazy for saying that.
Why? What was so good about it? Just out of curiosity.
I thought that thing kept you thinking the whole time. I think the Liv Tyler character over the last couple episodes was just such she's been crazy the whole time, but just such a crazy addition to make her a major player over the last two or three episodes. Like I said, I think the whole, whatever you call that thing, the camper van or whatever the hell that thing is, the trailer that she hauled up there, it would have been too predictable for it to go the way it looked like it was going to go, where they were just going to blow up the bridge.
No, there was no way they were blowing up the bridge.
But I think the way they handled that whole thing was great. I think him getting shot and then the guy immediately realizing that he'd made a mistake but not caring because he had other things going on, then finding him later. I just think I thought it was really well done. I thought it was really interesting, and I'm already eager to see the next season.
Well, I don't know that there is a next season, for one thing.
Oh, there's going to be a next season. The ratings, that show is a commercial hit.
No, the ratings weren't very good this year.
You got to be kidding.
No, the ratings were not that good, and that they haven't renewed it yet.
Oh, it'll be renewed. Well, I have no doubt.
I do.
If they don't renew that, they're crazy. I mean, it's not Game of Thrones for them, but I mean, this show is people have been buzzing about this thing all season long.
Well, we've been buzzing about it, but
no, not just us. I mean, in general, it's gotten a good buzz.
Yeah, all I know is I've read a lot of reviews because I was hoping somebody would put some sense to how it finished and make me feel better about it, and they didn't. But almost all of them said the same thing, that it's. They haven't renewed it for next year, and that the ratings were disappointing this year.
Wow. All right.
So now to be fair, you're running it up against Sunday Night Football.
Right.
And this time of year.
Which I still don't think is a great idea. But
isn't this later than it was last year?
Well, last year, didn't it come on right after Game of Thrones?
I think it did, yeah.
So like Game of Thrones would come on, and that was the lead-in. So if they expected the same ratings when they don't have Game of Thrones as a lead-in, okay. I mean,
yeah, I just don't know where the story really goes from here. I don't know that I'm all that interested in these characters anymore. And as long as Garvey's in it, it's interesting. But to me, there was just too much that they went back to, too many things that they just kept falling back on that made it disappointing.
Here's the other. It goes up against The Walking Dead live. And it says Sunday season 2 Leftovers finale was the highest rated and most watched episode of the season. Per Nielsen data, the episode drew an improved 18-49 rating and 993,000 total live plus same-day viewers. Bolstered by the season finale buzz, Sunday's episode also benefited from the absence of competition from The Walking Dead.
And to be fair on ratings, you also have to wait until you factor in all the HBO Go and all that stuff. It's like a week later is what they tend to.
Yeah. And it does say it's down because no first season episode drew fewer than 1.38 million. And this one was just under a million. And this was the finale, the best rated episode. They have to believe that it was. You know what? It wasn't getting a lead in from Game of Thrones. It was getting a lead in from True Blood. Is what it was. And whatever you think about that show, True Blood.
A lot of people watched
it. A lot of people watched that show. Yeah.
Now, I think it was worth my time, but I do think it just kind of fell apart a little bit at the end. And I think the storyline was just too out there. And I think they were trying too hard. And the first season, the way it ended, I thought was, you know, it was really cool. Okay, it's a happy ending kind of thing. And this one was just too... The whole thing just feels like a dream sequence, and I hate those, and that's why I didn't like it.
Well, I mean, that's the whole show. I mean, if you can't...
No, it's not the whole show. That hasn't been the whole show. The whole show's been about, you know, how people deal with this incredible event and, you know, the psychology of it and everything else. And I don't mind some of the stuff that they did, but I think they way overdid it, and it's to me... I'm not all that excited for next year if it comes back. The other thing that I wanted to get to was Fargo, which
in my mind has been the other show in the running for best show on TV last several months.
I think it has been fantastic up until one thing last night.
I'm with you.
And even last night.
It was almost like a moment where the whole show was able to just...
Well, we talk about suspension of disbelief.
Yeah.
But... and man, there has been so much blogging about this one thing that happened. And of course, we're talking about the UFO. And honestly, I'm loving this episode. I'm thinking, my God, this show's so much better than it was last year. Even it's fantastic. What a great episode. What the bleep?
Yeah.
And yeah, it's fine that they've kind of alluded to it and
they've hinted at it,
but there's no way around that. That was a UFO, right?
Yeah.
It showed up. It shined light on them.
And it showed up right when, you know, a major character is about to die, saved. I mean, it was just very strange. And, you know, like I said, in the leftovers, I have an easier time suspending disbelief because they've set a precedent that this show is not, there's some supernatural things going on in the world that this show is based in. Fargo, they make it out to seem like it's a true story and all these events actually happen. And then you have,
which of course they didn't, by the way. That's
right.
That's, same thing as a movie.
But then you have a UFO show up out of nowhere. To me, I can't say that it ruined the season for me, because I've sat on my couch many a Monday night and gone, you know what? That's a really good show.
Oh God, yeah.
Felt really great about it. And like you said, up until that happened last night, really good show.
That episode was fantastic up until that.
But that really ruined the episode for me. And it's really, it's significantly dropped my interest in the season finale, which is next week.
Because it hasn't mine, because my hope is that they somehow, that there's some explanation for that.
What explanation is acceptable?
I don't know.
To you?
Surprise me.
I mean, there's no explanation that's acceptable for that.
What else? But the one thing that I, and the other.
And it was unnecessary.
I know. It was really unnecessary, and which is why I kind of want an explanation. But I thought, other than that, that show was fantastic last night. And you know what? We finally figured out who's really driving the action, who the main character is. It's Hansy.
Yeah.
And it's been him all along. And it's kind of cool that you come to that realization. Then, of course, a freaking flying saucer has to show up. But, oh well. I would just say, I read a lot of the explanations for it from people. And they're all saying that it's consistent with what the show did. And I just, to me, it wasn't consistent, because it did just sort of take you into this thing. It's like, no, that's a real UFO. There's no way around it. Okay. So much for the true story angle. All right, quick break. We come back. Paige Van Zandt on the show. Don't go anywhere. It's The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Live from the Gow Studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
Joining us now on the program is one of the many stars of this weekend in the UFC. There's a lot of them. A lot of them are going to be in action, and one of the youngest and the brightest is Paige Van Zandt. She'll be taking on Rose Namajunas. Paige, how are you, my dear?
I'm wonderful. How are you?
I'm good. This is this is one of the biggest fight weekends in a really long time, and you know you're the UFC Fight Night part of it coming up on Thursday night. Is it exciting for you, and you know, to be headlining an event on a weekend where the biggest headliner in the last several years is taking place?
It's amazing. You know, I'm so happy that I get to be a part of this fight weekend, especially just because I have two other teammates fighting this weekend as well. So we got three people from Team Alpha Male all putting on performances this weekend.
Now, for you, and I talked to Sage Northcutt the other day. He came in my studio, and we talked a little bit about how quickly he's become a star in this organization. And you're one of the other people I've seen this happen to recently. What do you attribute your fast rise to, and the push that the UFC's given you? And do you think it's maybe putting more pressure on you than needed, or do you think it's a good thing for you?
You know, for me, it's a good thing. I've been ready for the spotlight from a very, very young age. I've been practicing my autograph from when I was, like, 8 years old. So I definitely am ready for it, and I'm ready to grow even faster. And I think a lot of that just attributes to my aggressiveness, my skill. It's something that when people watch me, they don't expect. So it's something that they like to be a part of.
Now, a lot of people were saying that Joanne Calderwood was going to be your first big test in the UFC, your first sort of top contending type test. She goes out with an injury. You got Rose Namajunas coming in, also a very good fighter. What do you think about your matchup stylistically? How's the matchup differ from what it would have been with JoJo?
I think it's a Yeah, you know, I think every time I fight, people are going to say it's Paige's real test. So I'm excited to get out there again. I'm excited to fight someone that's ranked in the top five. I'm excited to beat somebody that's ranked in the top five. Just, I want to continue to move up in the Charlotte rankings.
Now, you are 21 years old. You've got 7 pro fights. This will be 8. And if you do beat someone in the top five, you got to be getting within a fight or two of a title shot. And the champion in your division is a very, very dangerous woman. Is there any concern that maybe you're going to end up being in that position too quickly, you know, at 21, 22 years old with maybe 8 fights, going in and taking on Joanna, who's just a real seasoned pro? Does that ever cross your mind?
No, not at all. You know, I'm in this position because I belong here, and I've been an athlete my entire life. So the fact that I'm young means absolutely nothing. It's just my time happened before a lot of other people's, and that's just because of the athlete I am. That's because of the training partners I'm with, and I'm excited that I've been able to rise so fastly in the rankings. And for me, this is the perfect time. I wouldn't want this to happen at any other moment. I have other plans to do in life, so I want to. I plan on being the UFC strawweight champion, and I'm going to work my way towards that.
What are those plans? What are you interested in besides fighting? Because we've seen Ronda Rousey, who's parlayed her success inside the cage into a movie career and all kinds of stuff. What interests you besides fighting?
You know, a lot of things, actually. I'm still really big into dancing. I want to have my own cooking show, so I love cooking. I want to be a mom. I want to have a family. So I don't want to wait until I'm 35 to have kids.
Talk a little bit about the atmosphere for you at Team Alpha Male. I mean, obviously they've been in the news a lot lately, for things going on there, whether it be with TJ Dillashaw or, you know, Uriah's coaching the Ultimate Fighter, and obviously a lot of successful fighters coming out of there right now. But what's the atmosphere been like there for you? How's that gym treated you?
The gym's been amazing. Just being a part of Team Alpha Male has been a blessing. You know, Uriah is really invested in my career. He's really invested in making sure that I'm getting absolutely everything I need to be a strawweight champion. He's put in that time and effort to help me get better. He's had coaches to make sure I'm getting everything I need. And just in training alongside champions, I get to see what they do every single day and how they push themselves. And I get to train alongside them every day.
Besides your fight, if you gunned ahead, had to just only watch one of the fights going on this weekend, Aldo McGregor, is that the simple one, or are there some fights, Chris Weidman, Luke Rockhold, or one of your teammates? What's the most interesting fight to you on paper that's going to happen this weekend?
Oh gosh, you know, there's just so many. This is just an unbelievable fight weekend. Of course, I want to watch my teammates fight. Chad's got a great fight coming up. Uriah's got a great fight coming up, and everyone's just really ready, so I just want to watch my teammates fight, and then I want to go celebrate, get 3-0 for Team Alpha Male this weekend, and then go eat pizza.
Now, when you, you know, you obviously fighting on Thursday, then there's a card Friday that Chad Mendez is headlining, and then Uriah fights on Saturday. When you fight on a weekend like this, and obviously, you know, the fight on Saturday is a big-time event, not just amongst regular fight fans, but it's going to be a place where a lot of people are going to want to be noticed, Hollywood types and things like that. Does Dana give you the VIP treatment all through the weekend? Are you going to be front row on Saturday night, or are they going to have to say, oh, we'll see what we can do with you?
Unfortunately not, you know. There's just so many people that want tickets to this fight. But, you know, I'm okay with it. All I care about is watching Uriah fight that night, and then I want to go in the back and eat, you know, after you've been without junk food for this long. That's all you really think about.
Well, what's your prediction in the Aldo McGregor and the Weidman Rockhold fights this weekend?
You know, I'm going for Rockhold. I think he's on fire right now. I've seen his last few fights. He's definitely a storm, and he's coming. So I'm going to go with Rockhold, and then I have to go with Aldo. You know, I think some people, he's been out of sight, out of mind. People forget what type of an athlete he is, and he has just been able to tear through the division flawlessly. So I'm going with Aldo.
How much do you pay attention to the other girls that fight in your division? For instance, you know, right before Uriah's fight, Tisha Torres is going to be fighting, and she's fighting against a new girl that her first fight in the UFC. Do you watch closely all the girls who come in, and do you pay closer attention to those fights?
You know, I do pay more attention to the strawweight fights than any other fight, just because those are my future competitors. But also, I don't try to overwhelm myself and study up on every single strawweight fight out there. I pay attention to the opponent in front of me, and that's it. And then when I get a new opponent, I pay attention to them, because it doesn't matter who's out there winning fights. It matters if I win my fight.
That Tisha Torres that I mentioned, that's the one loss on your record. Is that a fight that you'd love to get back eventually?
Definitely. You know, that's definitely something on my radar. But right now I'm only focused on being grown.
All right, that's Paige VanZant. She will be headlining UFC Fight Night 80 on Thursday night. You can see it on UFC Fight Pass, the kickoff to the wild weekend leading up to UFC 194. Paige, best of luck to you, and hope to talk to you again after the fight. Good luck.
Yep, thank you.
All right, that's Paige VanZant.
All right, guys, now I'm going to tell you about Gary Trichter Law Enforcement. They're stepping up their efforts with these no-refusal weekends, and a lot of them are coming up around the holidays. They can force you to take a blood test. So if your weekend sucked because of a DWI arrest, don't despair. Still hope, even if you failed one of those tests the police gave you. A lot of things you should know. Those breath tests, they're inaccurate. They're unreliable. They make temperature assumptions and create artificially high results. Most states have abandoned the machine because it's just old technology. Failing the breath test isn't the end of the world, because juries are smart. They're going to notice the problems with the machine. Same with the blood test. It's not like CSI on television, what the police are doing. They're testing the air above your blood, not the actual blood, not like a doctor would do. Police blood tests can't even positively identify alcohol from other substances. They could be easily contaminated. Listen, this is where attorney Gary Trichter comes in. He's a DWI specialist, one of only four board-certified DWI specialists in the state, and he's right here in Houston. He's experienced in telling the truth about these tests to juries. If you failed the breath or blood test, whether it's DWI or DUI, call attorney Gary Trichter. Put his number on your cell phone right now at 713-524-1010, or visit texasdwilaw.com. That's 713-524-1010 for attorney Gary Trichter.
Break away, living out the dreams of a lighter, brighter day. Solving world peace and collecting fat pay. But if you've been there, you know my cubicle ain't sunny. Red taped up, promoting bloated dummies. Tomorrow's sick day, staying home, keeping stunning. No bees, no bunnies. No
ESPN 97.5.
And we are back on the Blitz. A lot of people referencing that during the 70s that there were a lot of UFO sightings in Minnesota, and that's
still
what they were
dumb.
Going for. Well, yeah, it's one thing to have sightings. It's another thing to have an actual UFO. That's just silly, because we'll look at it this way. We live in a world where two Bills fans can't have sex in a parking lot without it getting filmed. How many films of these actual UFOs that do we see? And by the way, if there were aliens out there coming to abduct people, wouldn't they abduct Stephen Hawking or Steve Jobs when he was alive?
That would make more sense.
Rather than Bob the Redneck Minnesotan so that they can anal probe him?
Yeah.
Just, come on. It's one thing to, and I thought the allusions to him were fine, but to actually put one there, it definitely took me out of the moment. But yeah. Anyway. All right, we have to do the Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The gem of the day. It's the gem of the day. The Zadok Jeweler gem of the day.
So about 10 people sent me this one, so you know it's a good one.
All right.
22-year-old Matthew Riggins of Barefoot Bay, Florida, had reportedly been committing burglaries late on November 12th. Early the next morning, deputies say they spotted the two suspects who fled on foot. Neither one of the suspects were caught, but 10 days later, Riggins' remains were found floating in a lake. Okay, so he tried to hide and something happened, right? Apparently, an aggressive alligator was nearby. Apparently, he was trying to hide in the lake. The alligator got him and ate him.
All right, let's say you're on the run. You're on the lam from the cops. would you rather get arrested or get into a pond, even with the potential that there are alligators in that pond?
Let's see. So you're asking me, would I rather get eaten by alligators or prison raped?
Not even eaten. Just like, would you get into a pond knowing that there were alligators in it?
No, I would find another hiding place.
Right. That's what
I would rather hide in a garbage can full of crap.
Not even a question.
Than I would get in there with a bunch of alligators.
I'd rather hide in like a dumpster full of medical waste with like used needles and stuff than an alligator.
I would rather hide.
An alligator, I know for sure, will eat a person. I mean, maybe you can lay just right and you lay on some clean needles or not, you know, some uninfected needles.
An alligator. Even, you know what? Even if you get an infected needle, I'd rather do
it'll
that.
It'll kill you slower.
It's long term and you can get treatment for that.
That's true.
But I would rather hide in a UFO and get anally probed than mess with an alligator. Because that's not going to end well. Because even if you don't get eaten completely, you're going to get chopped up pretty good.
Yeah.
So, not wise. Of course, it's a Florida guy. That's one, boy, when you die, if there's an afterlife and you have to explain what happened. It's like, oh, I was robbing a place and decided to hide in a lake. And turns out there was a big, mean alligator there. And he dragged me under and drowned me and then chewed me up and wouldn't give up my body. Anyway, that's your Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The gem of the day. It's the gem of the day. The Zadok Jeweler gem of the day.
And thank you to everybody who sent me that, because that's just a classic Florida story.
Oh, that's great.
I was thinking about saving it for Moron of the Week because it would be a stone winner tomorrow. But in reality, too many people sent it, so I had to get it in today.
All right.
All right, let me give something away here. How about a Flash and Arrow prize pack, including a $50 Flash gift card, an Arrow hoodie, the complete first season of The Flash, and the complete third season of Arrow on DVD. Tonight, don't miss the mid-season finale of The Flash at 8, only on CW39. Own The Flash, the complete first season, and Arrow, the complete third season on Blu-ray, DVD, and digital HD. Now, caller number 12. You're going to win that. So, I have kind of a hard time really ripping that show too much for doing
Which
that.
Show?
Fargo. Yeah, because there's, and I know it's kind of a Coen Brothers thing. Even in the movies, there's always stuff that sort of shows up out of nowhere. It just, I guess it kind of ruined what was such a fantastic episode. I was loving every minute of it. And you know, what else was cool? Them bringing Martin Freeman back to narrate.
Yeah,
that was really neat.
I was wondering why they had a narrator out of the blue though. That was a little bit strange.
It was a little strange.
You haven't had that all season long. Why do you have it all of a sudden?
But it kind of worked.
I guess so.
But that worked. But the UFO for me didn't.
The UFO was wildly disappointing for me. And like I said, if Fargo was on its way to being, you know, one of the great TV seasons that we've seen. And really, it is going to be back-to-back solid seasons by that show. But that season could have been, like, memorably good. And
it still may be, but that's always going to be in the back of my mind that, what the hell was that?
Yeah. And if there's ever a jump-the-shark date on Fargo, it's the day the UFO showed up at the motel shootout.
Yeah, which, again, it's a shame because I think this season has been even better than last year, which I didn't think was possible, especially with the actors they had last year. And all those guys were fantastic and were winning Emmys and things like that. And I think this year's, I've liked the characters a lot more. It's been, even the bad guys, they've just been interesting. Even Jeffrey Donovan's character, and who was just a knucklehead, but he was funny. And Bokeem Woodbine's character is just, you know, just awesome. And I've really, truly enjoyed. That's a show that I find myself not being able to miss. And that was a pretty big turd in the middle of my cake last night. We'll
rough.
Just put it that way. All right, 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. We'll have Jerome Solomon when we come back. And, man, there's a lot to get to, but we're out at 6:30 for UT basketball, so we'll see how that plays
UT
out.
UT taking on UT San Antonio.
UT Arlington.
Is it? I thought it was UT San Antonio. Maybe I'm mixed up.
So UT Arlington is pretty good.
I don't know.
There's one of the non-UT UTs is a pretty good team. So
I don't know if Texas is a good team.
Yeah, they're all right. I mean, I think they're good. I think they're tournament good. But
no, I was right. UTSA at Texas today.
Okay, it says UT Arlington on our thing here.
Fred, who do you think's been handicapping basketball all week? Me or the guy who wrote this?
I'm just reading what I'm supposed to. I know to check it, although that comes from people I trust, not like the...
Yeah, that's my bad.
Check your facts!
Not like the Arrow giveaway, which says Includig.
Includig?
Let's see, what else?
Boy, my wife loves that show,
Third
Arrow.
Scion of Arrow. Okay, there's one other big mistake in here, but I can't find it now. So, anyway, I guess tell the people about Pajamagram.
All right, yep, guys, Christmas right around the corner, and I know sometimes it's hard to find a gift for the lady in your life. It's not easy, and there are a lot of ladies in your life, I'm sure, but particularly that one. And she's always going to, when it comes to pajamas, she's always going to want something nice and cozy, and it's going to keep her warm. But that's not necessarily your favorite thing. You like something that's a little more revealing, a little that's going to put you in the mood. Well, that's where Pajamagram is coming in. They've got everything you could imagine, every style of pajamas you could imagine. They've got them at pajamagram.com, including the hoodie footy, which is going to keep her warm even when she's freezing cold. And then it's got the Midnight Fantasy, which is obviously a little more up you guys' alley. And the great thing is right now, you can get both. The Sweet and Sexy gift set includes a hoodie footy and the Sexy Midnight Fantasy. You buy both today at pajamagram.com. You'll save $60 just like that. And again, they've got something for everyone. In fact, they've got pajamas, like the matching pajamas for the whole family. A lot of people like to do their Christmas photos or whatever in these matching pajamas. Pajamagram.com has you covered there as well. The great news, you don't have to wrap because every Pajamagram includes free gift packaging. Great news for me because I can't wrap a present to save my life. Christmas delivery is guaranteed. Visit pajamagram.com or call 1-800-GIVE-PJs. Make it a hoodie footy holiday and tell them AJ with ESPN 97.5 sent you. Nothing new was ever known. I have a show. How could I label my part? For what it is and what it's worth. It seems it's just a... Behold the king. The king of kings.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5. For more great sports talk, try Yahoo Sports Radio 1560 AM. Two great sports stations, two presets. Lock them in.
Lock them in. ESPN 97.5 brings back the Christmas sports stocking beginning Monday, December 14th. We'll give away one stocking each day that is filled with prizes. We've got Pier 61 Seafood, Deep South Barrels, and Stars Sports Bar and Grill just for starters. Keep them or use them to complete your shopping list. Listen to the Blitz for your chance to win. And as Scott mentioned, Texas beat UTA in overtime last week, which, I'm sorry, I was a little distracted last week, so I may not have been following UT basketball as closely. But I was right about UT Arlington. They're pretty good. They won at Ohio State. They won at Memphis, and they took Texas to overtime. So they're off to a 7-2 start. I'll tell you a guy who's always off to a great start. Our good friend, Houston Chronicle columnist Jerome Solomon.
That's actually not true. Remember last week he started off with his phone on mute.
Oh, yeah, he did.
So that's not always off to
Please tell me that your phone's not on mute.
And now
the phone
he's some,
is not on mute.
Now he's somewhere where a crime's being committed.
You guys are blinking in and out. I'm hoping. I'm not blinking in and out, but, you know.
No, you're fine. You're fine. You're doing great. Good. You're off to a good start.
And speaking of UT Arlington, you remember the old Houston Post columnist Kenny Hand? I think he played basketball there. I ran into him last week at Guy Lewis's funeral, and he told me a funny story about U of H and Guy Lewis and UT Arlington. It was pretty good stuff. I don't know if you knew, Fred, maybe the honor most, the thing that hit me the most of anything I've ever done was the Guy Lewis's family asked me to speak at his funeral. I was just humbled and floored by that.
Wow, that's awesome. That's and you know what? It's one of those things where a guy who's lived that long and was kind of having failing health, it wasn't really unexpected. But you know what? We haven't had a chance to talk about that. But what a great man and a great coach and deserving Hall of Famer. I'm glad you got to do that, man. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, I got to spend a lot of time with him, you know, over the last 10 years or so and got to know his wife really well. And she passed away last June. And pretty amazing. I mean, you know, he had three kids and a daughter who passed away a year ago and two sons. I'd never even met the sons. For them to ask me to be the only non-player to speak at his funeral, me and three other players spoke, it was, it was pretty emotional just even to know that they thought that much of what I've written about their father. And like I said, it's not about me. I mean, Guy Lewis is pretty amazing person, lived an amazing life, and deserved the fitting tribute he got going out. I mean, everybody had a good time, and it was light and fun, like Guy Lewis's life in a lot of ways.
So who were the players who spoke?
Reed Geddes, Lyndon Rose, and Jim Perry. And Jim Perry was co-captain with Otis Birdsong back in the mid-70s.
Jerome Solomon, our guest. So did you go to Buffalo, or did you stay in town for the UH game?
I was grounded, man. These darn germ-carrying little ones around my house had me sick with an ear infection. A doctor wouldn't let me fly.
Oh, that's too bad, because I would have guessed you probably would have been the guy videoing the dude and his girlfriend in the parking lot before the game.
I would have certainly tried to get some hits for the crown with that. I mean, able to pull it off. And, of course, I wanted to get up to Canada so I could play some poker at Niagara Falls. My whole trip to Buffalo just squashed. I'm still not pleased.
Yeah, that's too bad, because I was...
That could have been you in the parking lot.
Yeah, it could have. I'm sure you've done that before.
I'm breaking up over here. Breaking up.
Oh, I'm sorry. The kids in the car, they don't... Well, they got you sick. They should find out that, Dad occasionally probably did it in some places he shouldn't have.
I'm shocked you didn't go with the easy one there and go, I've gotten sick before from women, but thank you for passing on it. Well, I guess I did it to myself, huh?
There you go. So, sitting here at 6-6, the winning streak's over. What are we to make of your Texans at this stage?
Yeah, it's like I told you last week, you know, it wouldn't be shocking at all for them to lose to Buffalo. And then, you know, obviously they're not expected to beat the Patriots this week. And it is good. It'll come down to whether they can win in Indianapolis or not. I mean, and it's as simple as that. And Indianapolis can clinch the division if they win a couple of games, including the one over Houston. So it's going to boil down to that, and we'll see what they're made of. And I know I'm seeing the debate this week about Brian Hoyer, and just because a guy isn't as horrible as you thought doesn't make him anywhere near good. And on Sunday, score tie, 21-all, the Texans get the ball, three consecutive possessions, he's 0-for-7, 2 3-and-outs, and a 4-and-out. That's your ball game. He's not good enough to get it done in certain situations. That was one of those situations where he needed to put together anything, and he did. I'm not even counting the last drive when he threw the interception, because the game was over at that point. So that's what you're going to run into, and he's going to have to deliver like that most likely if they're still in the game against the Patriots and when they go to Indianapolis. Can he handle that kind of heat and deliver? Because the defense is not going to go out there and hold the Patriots to 6 points and the Colts to 6 points.
Yeah, I just think that's what he is, though. I mean, he got you 21 points. That's about all you can ask for from the guy, because he's not special. We know that.
Yeah, but you don't have to be special to have special days, and that's the thing. Their season has been so weird, and I looked it up, you know, in the middle of that game the other day when somebody was asking, was this the best game the Texans have played in terms of entertainment value? And every other game besides the Bengals game, there was a 10-point lead in the fourth quarter for either the Texans or the other team. So they haven't had a game where they needed him to come through like that. Ryan Fitzpatrick is the same kind of guy, but every now and then he can deliver like that. And Hoyer haven't been asked to do it. I'm not saying he absolutely can't. I mean, anybody, every dog can have his day. They need this dog to have a couple of days.
Jerome Solomon, our guest, and for the record, he's saying Brian Hoyer's a dog, so we're okay with that.
Wait, is there a debate?
But just don't start the damn TJ Yates should be playing stuff. Come on.
No. I love TJ. He's my guy, but no.
I want to ask you a quick Astros question, because I know you
you keep up with those guys pretty closely here, and we're obviously we're at the point now where we're hearing all these rumors, and you know they're in on this guy, and it's most of it's meaningless because that's what happens at these things. But what do you expect from them? You expect them to make a splash here during the winter meetings?
Yeah, no, I don't. I don't care what they're interested in doing more than they've done, and they're trying to do something, but they're not going to go overboard. They're not going to overspend. They're not going to, you know, give up too much of their prospects. And there's still agents who have problems with the Astros and how they've done business in the past, the recent past, in fact. And there's still players who are wondering, was last year a fluke? And you don't just go out and make a huge splash just because you had a good run, and you know, unless you overpay, and they're not going to overpay. So, and it might end up being the smarter thing. They may end up not overpaying and find out that it was better for them in the long run. We just won't find out until the season gets going next year. But they need to improve. They weren't lucky last year, but a lot of things went their way. And it wouldn't be too difficult for that team not to deliver like they did. So they need to improve a lot to even get back to where they were a year ago.
That's Jerome Solomon, Houston Chronicle columnist. You can follow him on Twitter, at Jerome Solomon. Well, get well, and let's not see you in any parking lots because, you know, that video would really go viral. So,
hey, wide-angle lens is all I got to say.
All right, man. We'll talk to you next week, buddy.
Later.
All right, that's Jerome Solomon. All right, from Jerome, we go to your buddy Aubrey. Aubrey Theodi out there with Dirt Free. Aubrey, how you doing, man?
Hey, guys. What great weather have we had, huh? I mean, if the game's got you a little miffed, you know, at least you can see the gorgeous weather out here and brighten your day.
So far, so good. I hear it's going to be bad this weekend, though. The rain is supposedly coming, and I know you guys, that makes it busier for you.
Well, you know, friends, tile, grout, leather drapes, upholstery, your wool rugs, your air duct system, all these things contribute to a cleaner, healthier environment. Remember the sniffles, flus, little viruses go around. They transport on dust, debris. So when someone sneezes, you're really not catching something from someone. Usually it jumps on a piece of dust or debris when you look in that window and you see all that dust. Time to pick up the phone, dial 281 Dirt Free. When we clean the carpets and the soft fabrics, that's almost probably 60-70% of all the air quality in your home. The rest is the air duct system. 281 Dirt Free, $100 free speed dry, and an extra room of carpet cleaning with any purchase when you have a new unwrapped toys or tot. Help the Marine Corps, the Corps, help the kids, and you're going to get $150 worth of freebies with the new unwrapped toy, 281-DIRTFRE, dirtfreecarpet.com. Book any of the services and get a couple really neat freebies with a new toy, guys.
Look at you. You're gonna have a clean house, and you're going to feel good about yourself making some kid's Christmas. Aubrey, appreciate it, man. You're a good man. We'll talk to you next week. Hopefully on Monday, huh? Get with the
talk
program.
To you next Monday.
All right.
All right.
ESPN. 97.5.
Clock and grab your job.
This is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.